Big Hurt Weird Adventures.
Look at this. This is a good one. Some suggest that Parker's powers include the male spider's ability to hypnotize females.
Stop. Come on.
Yes, my spider lord.
Can we just, like, stay up here all day? It is so crazy down there.
That's right, folks. Spider-Man is, in fact, Peter Parker.
Listen, I did not kill Mysterio. The drones did.
The drones that are yours.
Does any part of you feel relieved about all this?
What do you mean?
Now that everybody knows, you don't really have to hide or lie to people.
For the record, I never wanted to lie to you. But how do you tell someone that you're Spider-Man? Now everybody knows.
But this isn't about me. This is hurting a lot of people. I've just been thinking about how to fix all of this.
So, Peter. What do I owe the pleasure?
I'm sorry to bother you, sir.
Please, we saved half the universe together. I think we're beyond you calling me sir.
Okay, Steven.
That feels weird, but I'll allow it.
When Mysterio revealed my identity, my entire life got screwed up. I was wondering if maybe you could make it so that he never did.
Strange.
Don't cast that spell. It's too dangerous. Fine. I won't.
The entire world is about to forget that Peter Parker is Spider-Man.
Wait, everyone? Can't some people still know?
That's not how the spell works.
So MJ's gonna forget about everything we've ever been through?
Stop tampering with the spell.
Oh my God, Ned, he's my best friend. Oh, my Aunt May should really know.
Stop talking.
What just happened?
Tampered with the stability of space-time.
The multiverse is a concept about which we know frighteningly little.
The problem is you trying to live two different lives. The longer you do it, the more dangerous it becomes.
Be careful what you wish for, Parker.
Hello, Peter.
And hold on, I gotta get a sip of water because this is a lot. Never mind, I don't need it. And welcome back to a brand new episode of Big Heck and Weird Adventures. I am your lavish returning friendly neighborhood podcaster. See, I haven't done it in a while, so it's been a while. So I got to get all the aliases out I can. Let's see. El Chocolate Caliente. Mocha Chocolate, Yaya. There's so many because it's funny to say. But I'm not going to go too detailed right now. But Friendly Neighborhood Podcaster really definitely sticks out for this episode we're doing. And we had to come back because it's been a big week. But again, I could not, and would not, and refused to do this episode alone this week. Ladies and gentlemen, when I say we're back, it ain't just me. And I said ain't. That's right. I used improper grammar for this one. Mm. I am not alone for this episode. So I'm going to let this. Let's see. What's the word I can use? Elegant. Mr. Head of the Table himself. Introduce himself. Go for it, sir.
And ladies and gentlemen, you already know who it is. It is the one, the only. That's right. I have reclaimed my title as Mr. Fast and the Furious. Big Heck, also known as your enemy anarchist, your messiah of anime, Big Heck the Tech. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Oh, and it feels so good to be back. It has been a long time coming. We have been away for a little bit, but ladies and gentlemen, we are here and we are back together again.
Yes, 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 we are. But heck, why are we back? You wanna go into details of why we're back, or you want me to do it?
I'm gonna go into brief details about that.
Mm-hmm.
So, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it was yesterday, correct me if I'm wrong, it got leaked.
No, actually it was, I think it was Monday.
Monday, right?
Monday this week. Monday.
This week. Mm-hmm. So it got leaked, and then basically the leak forced the hand, it forced their hand, you could say, to then officially release the long-awaited, highly anticipated trailer for Spider-Man No Way Home.
Yes. And
I don't know about y'all, but we saw that trailer and the brain just started running with ideas. What's going to happen? Who's in it? Who's pulling the strings? And how much more can you fuck up the multiverse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Dude, ever since this whole fucking shattering of the multiverse has gone down, since fucking WandaVision. No, shit, since Endgame. Let's be real here. Endgame, shit's been going down like crazy.
Yeah.
And the timeline has been shattered, as we know, with all the series that have been going on. And bro, like, it is insane to see what's coming next, because we were confused. Like, we said Doctor Strange should have came out first before this came out. But right. I guess this is the jumping, no, not jumping off point. I'm trying to think of the right term. This is going to lead into the, it's been dubbed the multiverse saga or multiverse trilogy.
Right.
It started with WandaVision and then somehow they link, but I think there's more than that. So I'm just going to say the multiverse saga. And there's also something interesting I'm hearing about that Doctor Strange movie, but we're going to get into that too, because do I have some things to talk to you about that you might not have known that I've been finding out on social media today as of this recording. But let's get into it. Spider-Man No Way Home, one of the most anticipated movies of 2021. How annoying were we all on social media, like, dude, it's August. You should have had a trailer out. It's August. You should have had something out. Yeah, we've seen on-set photos. We've heard rumors. We know who's been casted left and right. We're finding out little dibs and dabs all over the place. But right. Give us the substance of what we need. Give us the sustenance. Give us our web shooters. Give us Peter. Give us MJ. Give us Ned, for Christ's sake. I wanted to see this trailer for months, and everyone's like, yo, this movie's coming out in December. Like, you need something. And then Feige came out literally a week before and was like, you guys are going to get a trailer. You just, you know, just give it time. And right. The running gags were, we're going to get the trailer the day the movie comes out, and that's going to be the trailer. Which I said, man, Marvel would do it and get away with it. They have the highest rated trailer and highest rated movie in the same day. So, but knowing Marvel, and it sucks because it's crazy. Shout out to Beetlejuice. Ah, my MJ. She was the one that told me, she was like, hey, you know they're going to show the No Way Home trailer this week. And I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, well, you know, the big CinemaCon event. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's still happening. And she's like, yeah. They're going to show the trailer to everybody. It's not completely finished because CinemaCon shows us trailers. It's a big event. If you get invited, you get invited. It's a big media
thing.
You get these trailers, and sometimes they're not finished properly. So mm-hmm. you're getting like the weird edits, but it's still this trailer that everybody else is going to get later on.
Right.
So I'm scrolling through TikTok left and right. And it's like Spider-Man Far No Way Home trailer has leaked. And I'm like, nah, no, it hasn't. So I go on TikTok and I see the hashtag trending. And I go on Twitter and I see the hashtag trending. So I text Good Brother Heck. I'm like, yo, Spider-Man trailer leaked. You know that shit's coming now. Feige got no choice. And you was like, and you were like, yeah, bro, it's coming. Yeah, I don't know when it's coming, but it's coming. So.
And I think it was like, what, no more than like an hour, 2 hours later?
No, a day later. A day later. And I'm just giving you my take. I'm going to let Heck have his take. So I'm literally at NXT with Jess.
That's right.
And I'm sitting there and I'm watching a match. It wasn't really like a match I had to pay that much attention to. It was a 205 live taping. As much as I love it, it was all
right. Right.
Jess literally taps me in my arm and says, hey, you need to go outside. And I'm like, what? Why? Like, she's like, you need to go outside. The trailer has dropped. I'm like, what trailer? She's like, the trailer. I sent it to your phone already on Twitter. Go outside. I go and watch the trailer. Luckily, the match had just started. So I go outside and I watch the trailer. I'm like, mouth drop. Not going to go into full details of what we saw yet. Mouth dropped. I instantly called Big Heck. I was like, yo, oh my God, the trailer's out. What the fuck? Holy shit. Look at it. What the fuck? And I sent it to our other fan favorite of Spider-Man. Shout out to you too, Timmy, and the Babes of the Power. They loved it, that movie, those movies as well. So I'm like, yo, trailer came out. Holy shit. What the fuck is going on? And I'm still on the phone with Heck. Heck, why are you not watching this? Well, you know. Carmen Rose is checking it out first. I'm like, yo, nah, fuck that. Take the phone. Show everybody. This is the greatest event in cinematic history. What the fuck are you doing? And I'm just I'm just full-blown cutting a promo. Motherfucker. going off at Full Sail. No, the performance center. And everyone's looking at me. And then somebody's like, yo, the Spider-Man. We walked past me. Yo, Spider-Man trailer came out? I was like, yo, for real, it just came out. He was like, yo, it's on Twitter. I was like, yeah. By the way, I have a podcast. Oh, I'm going to follow you. And I was like, yo, we're going to do an episode about this. He was like, dope, yo, I'm going to follow you right now. And he followed me in the parking lot. So, see, the NXT parking lot is good for some things. You might get jumped in it, but you also might get some networking done. So,
there you go.
Also, wait, is this our first episode I've recorded since I've moved?
Yes, it's our first episode that you're doing. Oh, my God.
That's right. I moved to Florida. That's right. I have moved to Florida.
All the hype over the trailer, and you completely forgot to tell everyone that you moved to Florida.
I completely fucking forgot that I moved to Florida because I've been here for a month. A month. And, yeah. Very excited for this trailer. I am sweating. I have not done podcasting in a very, very long time. I don't get to geek out like this that much. So, Heck, before I pass it off to you, man, I got to say, I miss you, bro. But you
miss you too, brother.
I can't wait to come back down. I'm hyped. But go ahead. Let the people know your thoughts on No Way Home and everything building up to it. And then we're going to get into the fucking trailer because holy shit.
So, like the good brother said, it's Tuesday. He's at NXT. I get a message on my phone. And this is how Wade normally texts me. Yo, Big Heck. Yo, Big Heck. Yo, Big Heck. Yo, Big Heck. And it'll be at least like 5 or 7 of those consecutively. And I'm like, dude, what happened? No Way Home trailer's out. They had to put out the trailer because it leaked yesterday. Official trailer's out. And I'm going, no way. And I look to my right. And I look at Karn, and she's already watching the trailer. Then he calls me. Yo, are you watching it? Are you watching it? I was like, no, Carmen's watching it right now, and I'm on the phone with you. Yo, tell her to give you the damn phone. You need to start watching this. So I'm like, all right, all right. I was like, look, I'll get off the phone when you are still watching it, and then I'll call you right back. So he's like, all right, cool. So I get on my phone, click the link that he sends me, and I start watching the trailer. Trailer starts off, it's got a nice build up to it, and then basically it's like clusterfuck. It just all starts hitting all at once. Okay. And ladies and gentlemen, special guest, it's Boo Boo Balor. She's in the building.
Also, Rhea's here.
And Rhea. So we start watching the trailer, and it's just one thing after another, and they're trying to let you know that they cleared up everything, and it was just amazing. And it was just no other word for this trailer. It's just, yeah, say hi. It was just amazing from beginning to end. I can't wait to see this movie. I'm going to theaters to watch it. Okay. It's just nonstop. Like, oh my God, it was so good.
That's my baby. That's my baby. I don't care. Rhea's my fur baby, but that's my baby, baby. I ain't editing shit out. We leaving all that shit in there.
Yes,
we need to simple
everything.
Everything is in here. Everything. Everything. But heck, you want to get into it? You want to get into it, bro?
Let's get into this.
All right, you want to dissect it? You want to just talk about cool parts? We back and forth. What do you want to do here?
Let's just go through it.
Okay.
Let's just go through it.
So we get teaser trailer, a little sizzle in your spirit, and shows us the action scenes, what's going on, blah 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 blah. And I just recently took a picture and I sent it to Big Heck, so I'm gonna post this, let everybody know on our Instagram or on our Twitter that we're coming back, and I'm gonna like put it nice and neat, like, hey, we're back. Miles is hanging out with us to drop this episode. Just a hint of what we're gonna be. No, I might even take a picture of him and be like, hey, we may be talking about something that revolves around this character or who this character may be. So yeah, man, we get the little sizzle, and it jumps into it, and you see MJ and Peter on a roof, and MJ is reading Peter an article about basically how Peter's a piece of crap and he manipulates. Like, the funniest thing was he uses his spider powers to manipulate women, and she's like, to conquer them or whatever. And he busts out laughing. He's like, really? He's like, yes, my spider lord. And we then go into the details of, in case you don't know, guys, I'm sorry. We're not going to shit talk you here. We should have seen it. Spider-Man Far From Home at the end of the movie. Oh my God, this all ties together. Yo, heck, yes. That was our first episode.
Mm-hmm.
Far From Home was our first episode. It's all coming together. So
yes, it is.
So no way. So after the events of Far From Home, Spider-Man has been revealed. Peter Parker's identity is fully out there. Everyone knows. And now he has to deal not only with the events of what happened, but also of his travels, but also the death of Mysterio, which Mysterio perfectly framed him for.
Right.
And he is currently walking the streets and everything, and he's like harassed and he can't go to school. Everybody's taking photos of him. And he even gets arrested that day. And he's like, I didn't do it. He's like, yeah, the drones you had, you didn't do that. And it's just the typical Spider-Man shit. Like, you and I both know Peter. Mm-hmm. The Parker luck is a really legit shit, and we've even used it in our lives sometimes. I got that Parker luck. Like, what the, like, everything's going great, and then whoop. But what did you think so far? Like, anything after what I was talking about, or go into detail how you feel about it?
So I just found it really interesting that they even bothered to lock him up. You know, and it was just like, case in point, like, you know, it's that Peter luck. You know what I'm saying? Like, everything was going great. You know, he started his relationship with MJ, and then Mysterio basically outs him. And then you're just like, exactly how the movie ends. Then that one scene, like, what the fuck? Like, yo, does he, can he never catch a break at this point? And they're interrogating him, and then it's just, it kind of just makes you question, like how much more shit does he have to go through? Like how much more can he possibly take? And then I love the fact that how everything finally gets cleared after the interrogation, they clear his name. And then even still, like, now he's basically outed. Like, everyone knows who Spider-Man is. So then we get to the next part in the trailer where in comes Doctor Strange. Mm-hmm. Or so we think. We'll leave it there.
We will leave it there. So
I just found it funny how our Sorcerer Supreme is chilling in the Inner Sanctum in a college sweatshirt and jeans, and he's still wearing his cape.
Yeah,
like he went on full Sorcerer Supreme dad mode.
Yeah, he did. He definitely did. Like, and Peter was just struggling with it. Like, you notice in the trailer, like, he's just like done with the shit. Like, he's just over it. Like, yeah, I got to do something. I got to find a way to figure this out. And then he finds some weird Halloween decorations that look like Doctor Strange. So he's right. Like, let me go to him. So he goes to Doctor Strange. And I love this line. I love it because you can go back to their interaction in Infinity War, and that's where it ties in, and it's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, if you haven't seen Infinity War, go. The interactions alone with certain characters are priceless.
Disney Plus. Come on, guys.
So we're going by our fake names. I'm Spider-Man. So it's a callback. So in the trailer, he's like, Dr. Strange, I need your help. Blah, blah, blah. You know, I came to you because he's like, and then Dr. Strange, Steven's like, we've known each other for a while now. We saved half of a universe together. Kind of think we're on a formal level now. And he's like, Steven. And he's like, I need your help. And he's like, that still comes off kind of weird. Nah, never mind. So he's telling Dr. Strange basically that he needs help. He wants to make everyone forget that he's Spider-Man. But a wise person once said, shout out to RJ from the Silver Site. He said magic, because he's a big magic fan. I know he is. He loves anything magic. He said, and I quote, magic has consequences and actions. Every spell you want, whether it's in your benefit or not, has a consequence. So he goes to Peter. Before he goes to Peter, Wong, who is always unattending or going somewhere, he always seems to want to go some fucking where when shit's about to go down. Every fucking time. Infinity War, he bailed, and then he came back in Endgame to try to be clutch. Get the fuck out of here, Wong.
Wong looked like he was going on vacation.
Word. He was like, nah, I'm out. I ain't got time for this. Nah, this is cool. Oh, by the way, Steven, don't do that fucking spell because, hey, you shouldn't. You know bad shit happens. Don't do it. Strange is like, yeah, I ain't gonna do it. I'll be cool. Whatever, man. Don't worry about it. I ain't gonna do it. Enjoy your vacation. And then he just closes it and looks at people like, I'm gonna do it. Fuck him.
Yeah, exactly.
But then we get to them casting the spell, and Strange is into it. Now, here's my thing. We're gonna get into this after the spell's cast. You and I both. I'm gonna let you get it, and then I'm gonna just run with it. So he goes, hey, you shouldn't, you know, he's like, I'm getting the spell ready. And he's doing all his, you know, his movements and everything and his hand gestures. And he goes, you know, no one will ever know you're Spider-Man now. He's like, but what about MJ? And he's like, you stop talking. You're ruining the spell. Don't do that. But Ned's my best friend. He has to know. And he's like, yeah, nobody will know. And he's like, but my Aunt May should really know. And then boom, big explosion. We see a bunch of patterns, colors all over the place. People have analyzed that trailer so well. I've taken little notes from them. And there's a lot in that trailer that we didn't fucking catch.
Okay, like what?
That I'm going to bring up after your theory thought, because I know you have a theory and I think we're on the same page because we literally said it today as of this recording.
Right.
So he casts a spell. boom, everything breaks, and Strange looks at him like, what did you do? And Peter's like, shit, nothing. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Walking away now,
slides out of camera shot. So, heck, you and I both have an interesting theory about Mr. Stephen Strange in said film. What was that theory we discussed? I'll let you have the floor with this one before we get into the little Easter eggs in that scene.
So the reason for my theory is because I saw it brought up on social media, and I can't remember if it was on comicbook.com or if it was on another site, but they did a callback to when in one of the comics, basically, it looks like it's supposed to be Stephen Strange, but in reality, it's actually another person who's there disguised as Stephen Strange. And they even do it shot for shot. They do a side comparison of Dr. Strange in the Inner Sanctum. And then they showed the comic book strip. And it's actually not him. And it's Mephisto. So I think this whole wacky multiverse of madness is really going to take off because of this film. And it's going to lead into how Mephisto is masterminding and manipulating everything from behind the scenes.
Yeah, yep, exactly, exactly. And I'm like, yo, nah, man, this doesn't seem like Doctor Strange, because from what we've seen him go through from his own movie to Infinity War, and then when he returned in Endgame, he's been through a lot of crap.
Yeah.
And there's little Easter eggs that, like, we caught too, but I'm going to get back into why I'm on the same page with you. Literally, I think I posted it on Big Heck and Wade, which is available on our Instagram, Big Heck Wade Adventures. Literally in the same position, Mephisto by a fireplace, Dr. Stephen Strange at a fireplace. We feel it may be Mephisto, because we keep bringing up Mephisto. It's gotta be fucking Mephisto at this point. And this would be the perfect movie to low key give a backdoor introduction to. Like, he comes through the back door, like, hey, haha, you thought I was Stephen Strange? Fuck right. off. I'm not him. I'm an asshole that's gonna ruin the multiverse even more.
It wasn't messed up enough between Wanda doing her shit, and then Loki killing Kang, and then the death of Kang just completely having the multiverse going to like infinite branches. Like, that wasn't enough, right?
Yeah,
like, the only person who's capable of fucking up a timeline worse than this is Barry Allen. CW Barry.
Yeah, Barry in Justice League. Try to save the world until his movie comes out and he does some fuck shit. But it's just weird. Like, we keep hunting for Mephisto by any means possible. And I think this is the most logical way to get Mephisto.
Oh, absolutely. And it's just after that happens, it's just like all hell breaks loose.
Mm-hmm.
And we start seeing things that we thought we were never going to see, especially MCU wise. And it was like, I don't know if you caught it, but it was like one after the other, until it was the very, very end of the trailer. And we saw, I had to take a deep breath for this one, because I absolutely love this actor.
Mm-hmm.
We saw the tentacle arm. And then we see him pop out of the smoke. Mm. And he just straight up says, like, hello, Peter. And I just screamed inside. Couldn't scream outside because we were trying to put the kids down.
Oh, yeah. But
I screamed.
Internally.
And you heard the laugh. You heard the laugh after the grenade hit the ground.
The pumpkin bomb.
Oh.
And I'm just like, oh, shit. But.
Oh, and there was even a flash of yellow lightning.
Oh, damn. I forgot about the yellow lightning. I've completely forgot about the yellow lightning.
Which I'm happy about. I'm happy that it's not blue.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very happy it's yellow lightning.
Yes, because it's supposed to be accurate. Even though I did like Jamie Foxx as Electro.
Oh, you mean Dr. Manhattan 2.0?
Not nice, but heck, whatever. Since you brought up Mephisto, did you notice there were two little hints about him in the trailer?
No, those I missed.
Okay,
I went purely based off of what I saw online.
If I'm gonna send you the picture of what one of the Easter eggs is, and then I'll explain it, because I want your thoughts on this. You're gonna be like, oh, yeah, you're definitely playing games somehow. All right, sending it to you right now.
Okay.
But there's a scene, to go back to what we were talking about, where Peter's walking through the streets and he's struggling with things and he sees all these like people protesting about him.
Oh.
And stuff like that. Yes, that was part of the trailer that we didn't catch, or you both of us, and you know, the internet.
Okay.
There's a little poster with devil horns and a mustache of Peter, and it says devil in disguise, which could be a hint at Mephisto, a slight hint. And also, heck, you know what else is funny about that trailer that I didn't catch until I literally put up the article on my phone? Because I'm finding different Easter eggs all over the place.
Uh-huh.
Doctor Strange is wearing the Eye of Agamotto. Even though that time stone doesn't exist in his current timeline.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't exist.
Remember he sacrificed the time stone?
Yep.
And then all of the end game, if you remember, all of the Infinity Stones are placed back in their proper place in the timeline. So in Strange's current timeline, he doesn't actually have the time stone.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Other things to think about. And plus, this Doctor Strange in the trailer, from just the little gatherings of it, he seems like he's Doctor Strange all over again from part one. Like he didn't grow up.
Right.
Or mature as a character.
Which isn't the case.
Mm-hmm. Which isn't the case at all.
Yeah, no, especially after everything, like the events of, you know, what do you call it?
Endgame.
Yeah, Infinity War and then Endgame. You know, he's definitely matured and he's definitely a different Sorcerer Supreme. But this one seems a little bit more jokey, a little bit more playful. And it just seems like it's out of character.
Yeah, like he's more like, I didn't like Doctor Strange. Sorry, everyone. I know a lot of people like that movie, but I didn't. Maybe I need to rewatch and then analyze a little better. But he was basically Doctor Strange in Doctor Strange 1 in the first film. So
right.
It's kind of a throw off. I was like, he hasn't learned anything. But the yellow electricity, which you did bring up, is a hint towards Electro. It could hint at him, right? Because like you said, this is accurate now. So things may have changed, but they're still the same person. You know, they're still the same character. Like, we know Jamie Foxx in the movie. Also, there were rumors that there was sand in the trailer. Like when the big bomb thing went off for the spell, we saw like little glimpses of things. If you pause the trailer at certain points, you could see things in the background. There was electricity. There was a sandstorm, a big sandstorm. So we could be getting Sandman in this movie as well.
I also think there was a scene where, if I'm not mistaken, it looks like Peter's in the sewer, possibly, or it looks like he's somewhere underground.
Mm-hmm.
And you see this big shadow pop up behind him.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, oh, it's Venom. And I'm looking again and I'm like, no, that looks more like Sandman.
Mm-hmm. Also, Remember when Peter got freaked and he jumped back?
Right.
If you look close and you pause it at a second, it looks like the lizard from Amazing Spider-Man.
It could have been.
And he's like, oh shit. Like he backed up and he wasn't ready for that. And nope. It's like Strange told him, and I'm putting quotes because we don't know yet. Strange told him, you don't know what you've done. And the multiverse is something I don't even understand completely.
Exactly.
So then we get this cool little scene of Strange using his magic to rotate some trains around Peter. It looks like when there's a train scene, and then MJ's there and I wonder. Now I think low key, if we were going to base this off of anything, mm-hmm. pulling from the story One More Day.
Yeah. Where it Peter, definitely looks like that.
See, here's where the Mephisto shit comes in again. Oh, Peter makes a deal with Mephisto to make it so no one knows he's Spider-Man and everything that's gone on in his life, because he's pretty much, here we go, from Civil War, when he revealed himself to be Spider-Man, that changed his life and it put his loved ones at risk. So now it's kind of like a twist of what happened in One More Day. A slight twist. So that's why the Mephisto thing is a big thing for us. And we keep saying, this is why.
Yep.
This is why we think that is not Doctor Strange. That is Mephisto, and Doctor Strange is just somewhere. Hell, Doctor Strange could be going to handle the Wanda shit that she's doing. And we don't even know, like, he don't know, because it could be like another bait and switch. See, Spider-Man movies have bait and switches. We didn't know that the Skrulls from Captain Marvel were pretending to be Maria Hill and Nick Fury until the end of the movie.
Yep.
So I'm telling you, these Spider-Man movies, there's a lot of bait and switch.
It's a ton. And one of the craziest parts of that whole thing, when you think about it, is it's always certain, like these type of films, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at the newer films that are going to start coming out, how they start throwing certain individuals into those trailers and how it'll eventually tie back into a Spider-Man film.
Oh, so, yeah.
I don't know if you caught it, but I caught it.
Okay, what did you catch?
If I caught it, that means you caught it.
Go ahead. Share with the audience.
In the Morbius mm-hmm. trailer,
mm-hmm.
who pops up at the end?
Oh, Vulture.
Ding, ding.
Ooh.
Which, at one point, Morbius is after Peter
mm-hmm.
or Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
So that could lead into another film down the road with Morbius and with Vulture in it. But we also got word that there is going to be a Kraven the Hunter film.
Mm-hmm.
So now, Kraven the Hunter. Let's think about it. Possibly gets put on the hunt to go out to Morbius. Kraven pops up in the city. Now we have Kraven, we have Morbius, we have Vulture all going after
Spider-Man.
Yep. Spider-Man's got a laundry list of like arch enemies and like villains who come after him, probably bigger than the Empire State Building.
That's true. And I've gone on record saying this. Spider-Man, out of all the Marvel characters, has the best rogues gallery ever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
In Marvel. DC handles their villains very well, I will say that. But if you were going off villains in the Marvel universe, Spider-Man's villains are just great. They just ruin his fucking life. So one way or another.
They always find a way, because they either go after, Harry,
mm-hmm.
they go after MJ, Aunt May,
Gwen. Gwen, though. They got Gwen.
Oh, wait. No. They got Gwen in that universe, not this universe.
And Gwen hasn't even been introduced yet.
That's right. And then think about it. We're talking about this whole span of the multiverse theory, right?
Mm-hmm.
So if Gwen in that universe is gone, we haven't been introduced to Gwen in this universe. Who's to say we won't get the Gwen of another universe?
Ooh, and Emma Stone did just sign a new Disney deal to do Cruella Part 2. That's a bag, even if it's a small appearance, because this trailer is something we were rumored to be talking about a while ago, that we're going to get the Sinister Six. So we already know Electro's there by rumor. Mm-hmm. But no, because Jamie Foxx is in it. Might get Sandman due to Sandstorm. We might get the Lizard. That's three. Doc Ock, which we're going to get into because there's an Easter egg with him that you have to be a huge Spider-Man 2 fan to know. And Goblin. So we just need one more person. And I think that villain could possibly be Vulture, just to make it six.
It could be Vulture.
Mm-hmm.
There was a rumor that it might be Rhino.
Oh, shit. I forgot about Rhino.
There was also a rumor that it could be Mr. Negative.
Mm-hmm.
Because there was a callback to one of the trailers where there was a scene, where to the trailer where there was a scene that looked very reminiscent of the Spider-Man PS4 game.
Classic.
So there's that. And I'm trying to think who else. I think those are the only other possibilities that we could be seeing as our sixth member of the Sinister Six.
Mm-hmm.
But I have an idea.
Okay.
Before we get into talking about one of my favorite villains, and honestly, he is my favorite. He is one of my favorites in the movie verse. Alfred Molina, aka Doc Ock. I have a feeling we're going to get a special end credit scene.
What are you thinking?
I have a feeling we're going to see a massive crossover.
With
no, not him. Not with him. So we technically have two Eddie Brocks, right? Technically.
Do we?
Yeah, you have the Sam Raimi Eddie.
Sam Raimi Eddie Brock is, oh, the Topher Grace. Yeah.
Yeah, which sucked. And then we have our new one, Tom Hardy.
Mm-hmm.
So what movie's coming out this year?
Venom, Let There Be Carnage. Did it get pushed back? Again,
it did get pushed back, but we are getting it, and there's trailers all over.
Mm-hmm.
So now let's think multiverse crossovers. What are we got an end credit scene where we're gonna get the Maximum Carnage the Maximum Carnage movie? We're gonna get the team up.
It could be done, but we need a better build. Like, I'm sorry, this is it. Wrestling again. Everything is wrestling.
It's gotta build up. You're 100% right. And I'm not saying we're gonna get it right away.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying we're gonna see something possibly tying into Venom at the end of this.
Right.
And at the end of Venom, Let There Be Carnage, we'll see the crossover again.
Ah, okay. All right. I get it. I get your vibes. So
this is the perfect opportunity that they have to build on this movie coming out.
Yes. Yes, they do.
Or they can continue with the multiverse theory, and they can start introducing the other Spider-Man that we have been longing for in live action. Yes, I am talking about Miles.
Yeah, I held up a Miles squishy toy. if you give me Miles Morales in live action form, I'm going to, I have to say it in Jess voice. Hold on, I gotta prepare myself because I need to talk to him. I'm going to fucking sob, literally. Sorry, babe. That's how you sound when you say it. And she's in the other room. She's gonna be like, I don't sound like that. Yes, you do. I'm gonna cry my ass off. I'm waiting for the text, like, fuck off. But yes, if I get Miles Morales in this movie, oh my God. I am going to just like tear up like bad. I want Miles Morales because it kind of makes sense. Because again, you have to go back to Spider-Man Homecoming, and we know that
he's in that universe.
He's in that universe because we met the...
We actually met his uncle.
Who will become the Prowler. What if he...
What if he's the sixth member?
Holy shit. Yup.
We just opened the Sinister Six.
Just saying. And then, you know, again, I want to give a huge shout. It's like she's catching on to the geeky vibes and I'm catching on to her HHN vibes.
Absolutely.
Shout out to Beetlejuice again. She was like, you could have more than six villains. And I'm just like, what are you talking about? She's like, it's a stretch. It's a reach. But she's like, what about the Sinister Syndicate? And I'm just like, they're just going to skip the six and go to the syndicate? She's like, yeah, because Spider-Man fought a whole bunch of people. Okay, there's a riot in Universal. Mm-hmm. I probably talked about it ad nauseum. I want to take a boogie on it. It's the Spider-Man 3D ride, and they go up against the syndicate, the Sinister Syndicate. And it's like six or seven of Spider-Man. No, seven or eight of Spider-Man's biggest villains with Doc Ock as the leader. And there's Hobgoblin. See, Rhea's hype. She know what it is. And we get that. So it's just, yeah, we could get that. That's a possibility. But we saw the pumpkin bomb, and we can go into detail with that as much as we want, but we're very hyped for that. And that's going to be cool to see. We'll probably get another trailer probably like November, mid-November. I say Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, we're getting this little trailer, like, hey, you thought you knew everything. Here's a little bit more detail. Yeah, almost got it. But I'm going to let you discuss the final person we saw. And there's also something interesting you text me about. And I'm going to explain that one to you because I kind of know what it is because the toys explained it.
Yes. So...
And the Funko Pops, which I just ordered the whole set. Shout out to Timmy. Yeah, Timmy, I ordered the whole set. So did you. I know you did. We both did. Shut it down like Onyx. Go ahead.
So the final person who gets introduced is Doc Ock. And, you know, it's that one... You knew who it was because you saw the tentacle arm come through and then he pulls through. By the way, he looks great. He looks like he hasn't aged. That could be movie magic, but he looks great.
Movie magic.
And it was just funny because he sees him and that's not his Peter. That's not the Peter from his timeline. But he knows that's Spider-Man and he knows that's Peter. So he takes a look at Tom Holland and he goes, hello, Peter. And then it does like that cut. So I'm curious because I didn't catch. I have to watch it again. But you said there was something interesting about that. And I'm kind of curious to what it is.
Sorry, I had to mute myself and drink some water. So, heck, there's a small, very small detail with Doc Ock in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in that trailer, the tentacles.
Right.
What color were the light on the tentacles?
They were red.
Spider-Man 2. Let's go back.
Mm-hmm.
When Peter, when Doc Ock was under the control of the tentacles,
right?
They had control of him, they were red. But when he sacrificed himself at the end of 2 and was like, I'm in control, I'm in control, they turned yellow.
Right.
And he was in control of it.
Ooh.
So this is Doc before he realized the error of his ways.
Wow. Okay.
So here's my other theory. These villains are all being pulled from before they either died in their respective films or before they just disappeared. Electro, he died in Amazing Spider-Man 2. He comes back somehow. Green Goblin, who we saw in the trailer, we all know he gets impaled by his own glider at the end of 1. And Doc Ock ends up getting sacrificed at the end of, well, makes the sacrifice at the end of 2. From what Mark Webb, who has directed all of these films, he has gone on record saying that, and this is just speculation, we don't know how true it is, every villain that's in this movie was pulled before they died. And they're still evil and still have their own ways of handling things. And it's just amplified now. I just love how hyped you are right now and the biggest fucking shit-eating grin you have. And I know you have something cooking in that brain of yours.
No, so. I just love it because I can't wait.
Now, here's the thing. We know there's villains in the movie. And we know damn well, Peter. Well, not this Peter. Adult Peter would be able to handle the Sinister Six because what the hell happens? Peter always finds a way to play them all out because that he knows these guys can't work together. There's too much fucking infighting.
Well, that's because Peter plays chess, not checkers.
Exactly. I want your honest opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the leaked photos, because I don't, they say they're not real. They say they're real, but I won't believe it till I see them in the movie. And legit, I would not, if I'm Marvel, if I'm Disney, if I'm Sony, do fucking not show me Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield until I see the movie. Don't even give me a hint that they're there. But we all know what's going to happen. And either I'll catch it or you will. The fucking toys or posters or merch, which by the way, Box Lunch has a lot of the new shirts now. So you can like totally see shit. How do you think let me rephrase my question. Do you think besides Tobey Maguire and Andrew Garfield, 1, will they be in the movie? And 2, do you expect more spider characters? And if you do, and you say, yes, I want to know who, and then I have a reason to why I'm asking you this question, because there's a Disney show coming down the road that maybe might give us a little bit of a detail to why.
I think we are going to get the other Spider-Man. We are going to get Toby. We are going to get Andrew. As far as other Spider characters, we may not get them right away. I believe we may actually end up seeing, I have a feeling it's going to end up going into like a Spider-Verse type of deal.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually. And mm-hmm. clearly it's majorly possible, especially since if we're talking multiverse and people are being pulled from other timelines and everything else, I'm definitely expecting to see, if not in this film, we'll see it in probably a mid-credit or end-credit scene
mm-hmm.
where we're definitely going to end up seeing Spider-Gwen, and we're going to end up seeing, I know you hate the name, but this is how I'm doing it to differentiate between the other three, Kid Arachnid. I know you absolutely detest the name, and you detest the name Ghost Spider, which
it's so stupid.
It is, but that's how, for the sake of who we're talking about, that's what I'm using to differentiate.
Mm-hmm. So you feel we're gonna get Ghost Spider. We're gonna get Ghost Spider and Kid Arachnid. But I'm also gonna throw another name out there besides the two you just mentioned, because we actually reported it on our show. And it's either a Disney Plus show or a Hulu show. Silk is coming.
Yes.
And remember, Silk was bitten by the same spider that bit Peter. And it's never been mentioned. Mm. So we got a lot to play with when it comes to the Spider-Verse. You have so many characters and so many different vibes. Also, the suits. The toys gave it away. Peter has like three suit changes in this movie. Three, from what we know with the toys, three. He has the suit he had in Far From Home, which I fucking love that suit. It's my favorite suit in the favorite suit so far. Then he has... No, he has four, my bad. Four mm-hmm. suits. He has his OG suit that he wore in Homecoming that Stark right. gave him. And then he has the Iron Spider suit, which we saw him go into battle, which, oh, that shit was so smart. I like that they did that because he's like, oh, shit, he got tentacles? So do I.
Right.
The Iron Spider suit, which... It's cool and fine, whatever. No issues there. But there's also another suit in the movie. Oh, shit. I'm sorry. I screwed up again. Okay. I said Far From Home. I said Homecoming. I said Iron Spider.
Right.
There's three. There's three other suits, and I'm forgetting one off the top of my head, but... There's the black and gold suit, which he has. Then there's the suit where he has like the eye in it.
Right.
And special web shooters. And then there's another one. I'm like, it's escaping me right now. I'm not going to Google it or do whatever. But yeah, he's got a lot of suits and there's reasonings probably behind it. And then you know what the thing that pisses me off that the internet does? And I'm just like, y'all act like he can't do that. Why does Peter have so many suits? It's like, hey, he doesn't fight different villains for all the time. You know, like he doesn't fight different villains. No, he fights just street thugs all the time. All the time. He totally just fights street thugs. He needs different suits for different situations. Damn it. He's allowed to. He's allowed to. He's definitely allowed to. Big Heck is sending me a photo. So these might be the suits in question I'm missing mm-mm. at the moment. Oh, what did you send me, sir? I don't know what you sent me. Hold on, I gotta open this. But yeah, heck, I have. Oh shit, is that real?
That's on BGR.
Oh fuck. Okay, I'm not gonna talk about that. If it happens, it happens. If it is, it is. Also, there's a rumor that. We'll get Tobey Maguire in the movie, but it's black suit Tobey Maguire. Before the whole, you know, that shit. It's when he whooped Sandman's ass.
Oh, and so pissed off.
Pissed off. You pissed off Tobey. Tobey that was screaming at the paparazzi to get the fuck out the way, Tobey. Yep. Yep. I want that. I want that. I literally, you know what, heck? I literally want the meme to happen.
Oh, yeah. That's got to happen.
All three of them just you. And we're forgetting another Easter egg. See, there's another one. There's a rumor that that's Matt Murdock who bangs on the table in his defense.
It is.
That gets Peter off because they already said Charlie Cox is there.
Oh, yeah. No, Daredevil's in it because you can clearly see him. You can clearly see him in the film. So I need to talk about.
I hate you. I hate you so much.
Why?
Think about what you just said.
Oh.
Dude, I was like, yo, he's being an asshole. Like, no. You could clearly see. And then you know what made it worse? You emphasized it. Damn, you're really getting out of touch, bro. We haven't recorded in a while. You don't catch yourself being an asshole. Unintentionally being an asshole. Okay.
I mean, it's technically not that bad because that Murdoch bad. Murdoch can't see. He just doesn't see like everyone else.
You're right. Go ahead.
He can't see. It's just
not in, you know, not the way we see.
Not in the traditional sense.
Mm-mm.
And right now I'm just being a Snoopy Snoop and I'm checking out everything online.
But man, listen. I am so excited for this movie. Beyond excited. Like, yo, I am legit losing my mind over this thing.
So before we even stop talking about this, we need to go into detail about that black and gold suit.
Okay. Go ahead.
Because that suit has me questioning a lot. That black and gold suit is something entirely different.
Mm-hmm. You think it relates to something big?
I think it's what allows Peter. Honestly, I think the suit was done up by Strange.
Strange.
You know why?
Why?
I'm gonna actually send you an image really quick. This is what I do.
Mm-hmm. Live on air.
If you go into detail, right, and you look at the suit,
right,
there, like on his arms and everything else. There is a lot there that looks very closely tied to Doctor Strange's attire. Especially like the Eye of Agamotto.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he has it, but if you look at the bracers.
You're right. Okay.
I think
for the picture in question, that's from the Hot Toys toy. See, this is why as an adult, I hate toys certain times, like, and it's connected to a movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
I really feel like that suit in particular.
Right.
Is a, it allows Peter to, I want to say, it's either he's able to harness it or he's able to manipulate time.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to give him a leg up
against the Sinister, whatever the number is, or Syndicate,
right.
Six or Syndicate. I agree. It's a dope suit. I feel, yeah, like you said, it's a suit that's going to help him bend time to his will because maybe Strange trusts him with this. And Strange is like, yo, you got to handle your handle, and this is something I can't help you with, because another thing I don't want with this movie, I do not want Doctor Strange to fill in for Tony.
No.
Spider-Man Far From Home was Peter's grown-up story. Like, he's his own hero now. You right. can give him a little nudge to help him get his shit together, but other than that, like, Steven can just be in the background, like, and come up for certain things and like, okay, he's there. All right, he needed that help because, yeah, it was a little too much. But maybe, what if Strange is the one that's like, yo, Peter needs your help, and he goes to another universe and starts pulling people like, hey, he did it here and screwed up, so I need to get people that know these people better than he does.
Mm-hmm.
So, this is opening up a can of fucking worms, bro.
And not for nothing, if you're looking at the toys, right?
Mm-hmm.
You see how the web in the center of his chest is, it glows?
Yeah.
So, I have a theory.
Okay, go ahead, shoot.
What if Peter's not throwing webs? Or strings of webs.
Shut up.
What if those are portals?
Shut up.
What if he's portal jumping?
Shut up. Oh, wait a minute. You know what supports your theory?
Mm.
If you go on Box Lunch and check out the shirts for No Way Home, it's also a tie-in to what happens with Peter in Infinity War in the battle with Thanos.
Mm-hmm.
Remember?
Yep. What if it's that?
I wouldn't portal. Be against it.
It's
instead of webbing, it's portal jump. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Hell yeah. Okay. See, Hack? This is why we took, you know, why we took a hiatus. But this is why, like, when we get back on the microphone, we analyze each other's thoughts, and then we like, oh, well, hey, if you thought this was cool, what about this? Dun-dun-dun, analyze. So, yeah, man, this is literally my most anticipated
Box Lunch messed up.
You saw what they did, right?
He messed up.
You saw what they did, right?
Mm-hmm. No, did you see what the title was for one of the hoodies?
What's the title of the hoodie?
No Way Home Magic Web Hoodie.
Damn it.
It's just him shooting a magical web. But that's what I'm saying. Like, mm-hmm. He basically just gave it away. So he's shooting webs,
mm-hmm.
but they're magical at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling it's portal. He's gonna be able to shoot a web that's gonna open up a portal, and he's gonna be able to time jump through. Mm. He's gonna be able to pop up in another spot.
December 17th. Can't get here fast enough. December 17th. I need to see this movie in theater.
Oh, I'm buying the tickets right away.
Right away.
Yeah, like, and I'm, as soon as the tickets are on sale, I'm,
if I gotta call out of work and see an early matinee or something, because literally there's a movie theater like down the street.
Yeah, absolutely.
I will go and see this film.
Yep.
This is my
100%.
This is, again, my most anticipated movie of 2021. Once we started getting details in Spider-Man, and you know I'm a big Spider-Man and Batman guy, you give me one or two of those, I'm like, yep, I'm invested. Yep. Oh, Batman's involved. Well, yeah, there you go. The only movie that could trump this in hype for me would be Wakanda Forever. If we're going mm-hmm. purely based off of Marvel, Wakanda Forever, Captain America 4, and that's even pushing it.
Right. But
there's just so many good superhero movies coming out that I'm so invested in. And we totally botched something.
What?
Sinister Six, Sinister Syndicate. Who set this up?
And was it Kingpin?
Nope, not even. No, I mean for this movie. Hey, heck, who's not dead? That we're like, he ain't dead. Far From Home.
Mysterio?
Yep.
Oh.
Son of a bitch. It's mother. Hey. Boo Boo's back.
Yep.
She's like,
we're almost done.
She's like, you done yet? Like, dude, come on. Well, we're gonna wrap up. We're gonna wrap up. But before we close this out, okay. Hi, baby. Baby. She called me, but she's the only one who calls me. Well, I'm called my government on this show many times and on other podcasts. I needed that before I get into this thing. Dang it,
boy. Yeah.
Damn it. This episode is dedicated to a brother I lost. We lost a few weeks ago. My brother Lou passed away a few weeks ago. And it's not the same. He had so many dreams to come down to Florida. And we were going to hang out and do all this cool stuff and go to Universal. And, you know, I've known the kid since, I call him the kid, but he's not a kid. We're like literally a couple months apart, but I'm the older one. He passed away. And I miss you, man. I do. And I said to myself, I'm not going to stay away from the microphone too long because you wouldn't want me to. He supported Big Heck and Wade to the fullest. Every single time we did something, he would be like, yo, did y'all post this or did y'all know about it? I'm like, hey, come on. You know we did. Or like, thanks for that, brother. I appreciate it. And he's just a special dude, man. And I miss you, man. I do. I miss you from the bottom of my heart to the top of my head, all that good stuff. Your birthday is coming up literally next week. It's going to be a sucky one because you're not here for it, but you're here in spirit. And Lou, I love you, man. I love you to death, brother. I miss you. I miss you so much. Jess says hi. Rhea Ruff Ruff, you named her that. She says hi. You are truly, truly missed on this planet, man. And as dark as your humor was, it made everything better. Tell mom and grandma I said hi. Tell my grandfather I said hi. They're all probably hanging out with you right now. You're probably watching the Mets game just pissed off right now that they fucking just lost again. But this episode is dedicated to you, man. And I said I wasn't going to cry, and I didn't. So thank you. I didn't cry. I'm just, damn you. I didn't cry. You suck. But I love you, bro. You don't suck. I take that back. I love you, man. This episode is dedicated to you. Thank you for being a brother. You are always close to me, whether on this plane or the next one. Salute to you, brother. Love you. So I'm gonna let Heck do all the socials, or he wants to add anything he can. Heck, handing over to you, bro.
I'm gonna try to make it really short and sweet. I think you pretty much said everything when it came down to it. So I will say this, Lou, as much as we miss you, we know you're in a better place. We love you, brother. Keep looking over us and say hi to everyone up there for us. And on that note, yep, it's about that time. So we're going to start wrapping this up. You can find us on all types of social media. We're available on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Our Instagram is Big Heck Weight Adventures. Our Facebook is Big Heck Weight Adventures. You can find us on Twitter at Big Heck Weight ADV. I won't go into the personal ones this time around. We'll do that for the next one. We have an amazing merch store you can go to where we one of a kind custom made products where you can get our logo and some custom animations of both me and the good brother.
Mm-hmm.
So head on over to tpublic.com/BigHackWade. You can go over there and you can find yourself a t-shirt, hoodie. Tank top season may be coming to an end for Jersey, but it's still in full effect in Florida.
Yes, sir.
coffee mugs, water bottles, you name it, face masks. Get yourself a face mask. You still got to wear them.
Yes, you do.
All of that is available on our website, on our TeePublic store. That's tpublic.com/BigHackWade.
Yes, sir.
And other than that, like I said, I was going to keep it short and sweet.
Oh, we're part of a lavish network. You got to
yes.
We're also part of a lavish network called the Fourth World Pop Network. We like to hashtag make it pop. There are so many amazing shows. Heck wants to keep it short and sweet. I understand that. Heck, any closing words?
Other than that, good brother, it's been an amazing, amazing episode as always. So glad to be back on the mic. Can't wait to do this again next week.
Yes, sir.
But with that being said, you want to close this out?
Yes, indeed. I'm going to end this one. We are going to end this one like we usually do. Guys, we are back in effect. I'm going to end this one. Actually, you know what? I'm going to edit that a little bit. We're going to end this one like we usually do with a peace.
Peace. A salute.
And we
are out.
Later.